What's up, family? So, I'm coming to you live from the Dominican Republic, and, you know, for as much as I'd like to be in a recording studio recording, it's not what it is. So, let's go. Let's get into it. Welcome, family. Welcome to You've Been Read. I am your host, Aliciana Bel Santos, also known as La Santera, award-winning author, storyteller, priestess, and mother. Here, I invite you into my spiritual practice where I use my voice and my gifts to read you. Today, we are reading The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav. Chapter 2, Karma. Most of us are accustomed to the belief that our participation in the process of evolution is limited to the duration of a single lifetime. This belief reflects the perspective of the five sensory personality. From the point of view of the five sensory personality, nothing of itself lasts beyond its lifetime. And there is nothing in the experience of the five sensory human that is not of itself. The multi-sensory human, too, understands that nothing of itself lasts beyond its lifetime, but it is also aware of its immortal soul. The lifetime of your personality is one of a myriad of experiences of your soul. The soul exists outside of time. The perspective of the soul is immense, and the perception of the soul is without the limitations of the personality. Souls that have chosen the physical experience of life as we know it, as a path of evolution, have in general incarnated their energies many times into many psychological and physical forms. For each incarnation, the soul creates a different personality and body. That's interesting. The personality, family, take notes. Take notes, journal. Leave me reviews with your thoughts and reflections. Leave me comments on my IG, even though I'm not there, or on my blog, so I know that you are connected and that you are receiving what I'm putting down, yes? For each incarnation, the soul creates a different personality and body. The personality and the body that for the five sensory human are the experiential entirety of its existence, are for its soul the unique and perfectly suited instruments of a particular incarnation. Each personality contributes in its own special way with its own special aptitudes and lessons to learn. Consciously or unconsciously, to the evolution of its soul, the life of a mother, a warrior, a daughter, a priest, the experiences of love, vulnerability, fear, loss, and tenderness, the struggles with anger, defiance, emptiness, and jealousy, all serve the evolution of the soul. Each physical, emotional, and physiological characteristic that comprises a personality and its body, strong or weak, arms, dense or penetrating intellect, happy or despairing disposition, yellow or black skin, even hair and eye color, is perfectly suited to its soul purpose. The five sensory personality is not aware of the many other incarnations of its soul. A multi-sensory personality may be conscious of these incarnations or experience them. as its own past or future lives. They are in its family of lives, so to speak, but they are not lives that it itself has lived. They are experiences of its soul. From the point of view of the soul, all of its incarnations are simultaneous. All of its personalities exist at once. Therefore, the release of negativity that occurs in one of the soul's incarnations benefits not only itself, but all of its soul's other incarnations also. Both because the soul itself is, because the soul itself is not confined to time, the past of a personality as well as its future is enhanced when a personality releases currents of fear and doubt. As we shall see, the release of negativity by a personality benefits a great many other dynamics of consciousness as well. Some of these can be perceived by the five sensory human, but appear to him or her neither as dynamics of consciousness nor as related to his or her inner processes, such as the consciousness and evolution of his or her sex, race, nation, and culture. Others extend far beyond the perceptual ability of the five sensory human. A consciousness, a conscious lifetime, therefore, is a treasure beyond value. The personality and its body are artificial aspects of the soul. When they have served their functions, at the end of the soul's incarnation, the soul releases them. They come to an end, but the soul does not. After an incarnation, the soul returns to its immortal and timeless state. It returns once again to its natural state of compassion, clarity, and boundless love. This is the context in which our evolution occurs. The continual incarnation and reincarnation of the energy of the soul into the physical arena, into our earth school. Why does this happen? Why is it necessary even to speak of personalities and souls? The incarnation of a soul is a massive reduction of the power of the soul to a scale that is appropriate to a physical form. It is a reduction of an immortal life system into the framework of time and the span of a few years. It is the reduction of a perceptual system that partakes simultaneously through direct experience of countless lifetimes, some of them physical and some of them non-physical, to the five physical senses. The soul chooses voluntarily to undertake this experience in order to heal. This. The personality is those parts of the soul that require healing. Along with those parts of the soul, such as compassion and love, that the soul has lent to the process of healing in that lifetime, the splintered aspects of the soul, the aspects that require healing, need to interact in physical matter, so that each part of the splinteredness can become whole. The personality is like a complex mandala that is formed from these splintered parts in addition to the parts that are not splintered. It comes directly from the parts of the soul that the soul has chosen to work on in this lifetime to heal, that need to experience physical matter, and those parts that the soul has given to the process of healing in which you are involved. Therefore, you can see within a person's personality the splintered suffering of the soul from which it was formed, as well as the grace that the soul has earned, which is the loving part of the personality. Consider how powerful the soul is if we can have a part of itself that experiences great love, a part of itself that experiences fears, a part that is perhaps neutral, a part that experiences schizophrenia, and a part that is dramatically compassionate. If any of these parts are incomplete, the personality that the soul forms will be out of harmony. The harmonious personality is one in which the soul flows easily through the part of itself that is in touch with its physical incarnation. The soul is, it has no beginning. The soul is, it just is, family. It has no beginning and no end, but flows towards wholeness. The personality emerges as a natural force from the soul. It is an energy tool that the soul adapts to function within the physical world. Each personality is unique because the configuration of energy of the soul that formed it is unique. It is the persona of the soul, so to speak, that interacts with physical matter. It is a product that is formed from the vibrational aspect of your name, the vibrational aspect of your relationship to planets at the time of your incarnation, and vibrational aspects of your energy environment, as well as from the splintered aspects of your soul that need to interact in physical matter in order to be brought to wholeness. The personality does not operate independently from the soul. To the extent that a person is in touch with spiritual depths, the personality is soothed because the energy of the consciousness is focused on its energy core and not on its artificial facade, which is the personality. The personality sometimes appears as a force running rampant in the world with no attachment to the energy of its soul. This situation can be the origin of what we call an evil human being, and it can be the origin of a schizophrenic human being. It is the result of the personality being unable to find its reference point or connection to its mothership, which is its soul. The conflicts of a human's life are directly proportional to the distance at which an energy of personality exists separately from the soul, and therefore, as we shall see, in an irresponsible position of creation. When a personality is in full balance, you cannot see where it ends and the soul begins. That is a whole human being. Family, hashtag goals. What is involved in the healing of a soul? I'm gonna stop there, family. Family, I love you. Thank you for following me into this space, for being here. I pray that you are receiving medicine. I pray that you are finding your way out of the abyss, the chaos. I pray that you're listening in, tuning in, cleaning your house, cooking, eating breakfast with your family, driving to and from work, that you feel held, that you feel loved, that even though you can't see me, that I am with you, that I'm praying for you, that I am holding you down, but focusing inward. I ask you to continue to support me, to donate, to be a patron of my art, that allows me to do this ministry, right? To serve in this way. And Inada family, you have been read. That is a portion of that chapter on karma. I'll come back tomorrow and continue reading it. But I pray you journal and leave me reviews and send me love in any way that you can. Share, repost, put it in your IG so people can go, you know, be fed, that we are creating this community together. Thank you, family. Ache, amen, namaste, and so it is. Peace.